Mr. Willis, reel 4.
They had to swim. And here was the arrow ship. And that. And there was an old vessel there called the Swinger. And that, I told you, that was the one that took 6 months to come from Australia. And that was converted into a swimming bath, where the boys had to go over and learn to swim if they couldn't. And that. And I believe, mind, I'm not vouching for it, there was rather strong measures taken over there to make them learn. Because there are a lot of people who are afraid of them going in the water, aren't they? But these boys had to go into the water. They had to swim. What the method was of making them learn, I don't know. I can't say. But that was it. But one boy, of course, he got discharged because there was no mistake about it. The poor little devil used to be brought back, and he was a pitiable wreck that wasn't doing him any good, so they discharged him, sent him home.
And this boy Watkins, who was handcuffed to the stanchion, how long did he spend there, and what happened eventually to him?
Oh, I don't know how long he spent there, but it wasn't very long. Because he was taken up to the bits, given 24 with a birch, and sent home.
He too, they couldn't deal with him either, so they eventually got rid of them, boys they couldn't handle.
Yeah, boys they couldn't handle like him.
Wouldn't there be occasions when maybe boys like that would actually be, as we say nowadays, beaten up to try and break them?
No. Oh, no. None of that. At least, I never saw any of it. No, the boys were not beaten up. But of course, if they'd done wrong, then they were punished. And at times, first-class boys used to be sent to the brigs. That was sailing vessels, small ones that were, I suppose, take about 100 to 120 boys. And that was where they were taught seamanship. Ocean cells and all that sort of thing. And that. Well, down there in them, there was a man called Morgan, Lieutenant Commander. And whenever the bugle sound, you formed to run up the ratlins and this make plain sail, as they called it. The last one up used to his bottom smack with a cane. The last one down had the same.
You told me also about, there was a boy, I think, from Bristol, who was really...
Yeah, that's the boy that chopped his finger off.
Tell me about that.
He got into trouble over something. I don't know what it was, and he got punched, not great, but half a dozen with a cane. But according to what he'd done, he was fed up with it. He got his jackknife, because every boy had a jackknife. And he put it across that finger on the windowsill. He held the knife there. Then he acted at it with a scrubber. Held the knife like that. Till the finger gone. By doing that, he was under the impression he'd get his ticket. He's discharged. But no. After his finger as well, he could use that one just as well as the trigger finger. That one. So he didn't go out. Whether he stayed in it or what he done, I don't know after that.
There was another story.
Yeah, powder and up glass.
Yeah,
I told you about this.
Tell me about that again. You heard that outside, something outside the galley.
There. At the back of the galley was the foremost. Then at the forward of that was the sick bay. Well, round there, between the sick bay and the mast, was pretty dark. Because you only had a couple of candles to see what you were doing, you know. And I heard a tapping. So I had to look round. Well, I couldn't see anything at the time. Then I heard it again. So anyhow, I went round and I had a thorough look. And there was this boy there. Boy Fox. Oh, maybe remember his name. And he was a cockney. I said, what are you doing? Powdering up clothes. I said, sure what? He said, powdering up clothes. So what for? He said, I'm going to swallow it and make me spit blood and I'll get me ticket. Just like that. So I shooed him away out of it. Yes. Oh, yes, you get. If a boy, when the bugle went to get out of your hammock, and that, he was allowed so long to do it, and he had to put on the usual seven turns, as it's called, that's from head to toe, one at the head, one at the foot, and five in between. And Stowey's hammock, if he was a bit beyond, he'd get three cuts. He had to be up there at a certain time to have his hammock stowed in the proper manner. He'd hand it to a boy in the box where the hammocks were stowed. And then if when they waited perhaps a few couple of minutes, and that boy went up, then started to run up to get there before he was too late, which was perhaps he was too late, and his name came, because there was always a petty officer there in charge. Anyhow, but he gets three cuts for that. So that made them get there to time. All little things like that was. And that. Then they're washing. On certain days, it was starboard watch today and perhaps port watch tomorrow. But they used to come to the galley and I used to give them so much water. And they go on the upper deck. And some of the poor little devils, you know, when they'd washed it, they couldn't wrench them very well, so they'd go down the companion ladder and dip them in the sea. But they used to turn them black. They get three cuts for that. Oh, lots and jobs like that, you know. Just to make them realise that what they'd done was either silly or was very wrong. They weren't pampered like they are today.
They had a very hard time, in fact.
They did. They? Boys in those days had a damned hard time. And I'm glad I wasn't a boy.
You missed most of that because you went in at 18 plus, which meant that you went as a man, really.
Yeah, yeah.
And so men didn't get
that. That's why I agree with them putting me age on. Because I knew very well if they wouldn't take me in at 17.
So the man was doing you a favour?
Yeah, yeah, he prompted me. Yeah.
What about, you were working in the Lion, you were there as assistant cook, second cook. What about the food the boys got? Tell me about the meals that you were preparing.
I didn't prepare anything. boys made their own dinners up until a certain time when they used to peel the potatoes and get their cabbage ready, and that was started in the Impregnable. The cook started to prepare their dinners for them, but previous to that, no, not when I was in the traineeship. The boy, if he was the cook of the mess, he was told what to do with what they call the petty officer boy, and you could tell him with a little red badge on here, like a good conduct badge, and a little star. He was in charge of the mess. They used to bring their meat and potatoes up. They either had them, they always had to be in nets and steamed in the copper, in their skins. They never had a roasted potato until long after I left the traineeship.
Two Spuds and Jonah.
Two Spuds and a Jonah, they used to call it. The petty officer boy used to serve out the meat. And there better be somebody unlucky and get a bone with just a little scrape of meat on it. Yeah.
Breakfast for the boys was dry bread, I think you said.
Dry bread and half pint of cocoa. No, yes, they had sugar in it, no milk.
And there was never a cooked breakfast of any kind?
No. No. Then at night, for supper, they used to have a... We used to strain the fat off their dinners and take it down the ship steward. And he used to weigh it. And according to that, they could judge how much the boys lost on their meat. Well, mutton, you lose more on mutton than you do on any meat. Practically speaking, on 10 pounds of mutton, you lose one third. Well, this fat used to be served out a little bit on the end of a knife to go on this bit of dry bread. And that's what he used to enjoy. With his half pint tea. Or plu. They used to call it plu. Then one day in the week, somebody messaged, used to have what they call gemmy duff. Do you know what gemmy duff is? Pudding with raisins in. Say so many messages today, so many messages tomorrow. Nah. When they used to bring, go down and draw their flour and get their suet and their bit of salt, and they'd bring it up onto a big clean tarpaulin outside the galley. And I was supposed to instruct them the way to do this lot. Well, the only thing you could tell them to do was to chop their suet up as small as they could. They had nothing to do it with, only their own jackknife. Put it in the dish where the flour was, mix it all up, and the salt, stick it in the bag, and make it wet, stick it in the bag and tie it up, and that was that. But one day, I saw a boy, of course you couldn't watch them all, and he had the flour. I saw him tip the flour in the pudding bag, was wide at the top and come down to a point, And he put the flour in dry, then he dropped the suet in just as it was and started to tie up. I said, what are you doing? So he told me, he was honest about it, he told me. I made him tip it out and chop it up a bit and put it back. And then, some of them used to be all right, but others used to just slap at it, and, you know, like everybody else, I suppose. And that was the way of their preparing their gammy duff. Then Saturday morning,